Bubum hair.
The whole time we were talking about what the difference between Bubum and Ada is. Basically, it's the same thing.
I don't think that's exactly what we were talking about. The question was, what is Bubum? And he said it's the same as Ara.
Oh, so high stances go Ara Laveli.
Ara Barska Hai. Bubum, Estensi, Baba, Estensi.
But Barska Hai is just Bubum, Laveli Bubum.
Yes, but my real question is, like, the actual word babam, what does that mean? Father?
I think it's like, hey, like, dude, right? Like, bloke.
Bloke, dude. Yeah. Babam.
Babam, yeah.
All right. You know? Satisfied with that answer, I guess.
I love it when Armenians are about to, like, fight. They're having an argument. And at first it's like, Akhber, che, no. Che, Akhber, like, brother, right?
Uh-huh.
But then as soon as the Akhbers turn into Ara... Ara nova, ara! La.
But before it's all like...
And
then the med comes in. Yes, well, komora doing
once they, yeah, once they talk about
apparently,
each other's mothers,
I just realized right now, and I really mean this honestly, that Armenian guys are really into cougars or their own mothers.
You think Armenian guys are into older women?
Well, they keep on wanting to fuck your mom. All their customers are about...
aren't all younger men into older women?
Yes, they are.
Older women are into younger men.
Older women are into younger... Oh, so you think it's these cougars.
But
Yeva was making a joke.
Both ways.
Yeva was making a joke like...
Oh.
I don't admit it.
Yes, it started as a joke, but it really, like, you know, there's a little truth in every joke. So if all these Armo guys are constantly... The main source of their insulting another Armo guy is to say, let me fuck your mother. Obviously, they have, like, some subconscious...
Subconsciously, they want to fuck your mother.
Not mine, per se.
No, I don't think so, yes. I don't think so. Mm-mm. I think... No, I don't know. I don't think Armenian moms are cougars.
No, they're not. You're taking it literally. Let's move on.
Then I don't think Armenian guys like cougars, so whatever.
Really?
We should introduce ourselves. No one knows who we are. We're just talking.
Who are we, really? That is the ultimate question.
I'm Alex. I'm 30, 29, living in Los Angeles. With me are Yeva and we call her Ulo, but she's Erica. Yeva's
hello,
cousin.
Erica.
Hello.
And
greetings.
This is Yeva.
Erica, hello. You're the youngest one.
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
I am 21.
21. And
the big 2-1.
And I'm 29.
20.
Yeva and I are 29-year-old old farts.
That is not a fart. I'm sorry.
No,
that's
no,
his personal
not.
Opinion.
Totally
I
not.
Think you're as young as you feel. Mm-hmm. And
totally.
If you're going to subscribe to social standards as to what age means, then you're a little sheep. But I would say you're not old until you're like almost dying.
Thank you for that public service announcement.
You're welcome.
We also have Patrick, our sound engineer. He's handling the sound levels recording. Pat?
Yo.
Yevs, what's on your mind?
Right, exactly.
You have a swastika around your neck.
No, it's the
peace
see,
sign.
It's the peace sign because that's the original meaning of the swastika.
I know.
But of course, most people who just listen to popular culture and watch Holocaust movies.
Well,
oh, right. Did you hear about that story about the guy who... I mean, Taylor Swift took a picture with this guy who had the swastika on his shirt.
Yes.
And it turned into like this big like news... That Taylor Swift took a picture with.
I don't know who that is, but I've seen references to this. It's a teenage celebrity.
But was it a swastika that was
Katy
meant
Perry's
to be a
birthday
piece?
Party?
No, it was the opposite version.
Taylor Swift wore a swastika, but a
she
peace
took
sign.
A picture with a guy okay. who had a swastika on his shirt.
And now she's
and they
a
turned into a big deal
of white supremacy.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, of course they did. Any
kids look up to her.
What channel was it that did this? Do you remember?
TMZ.
Oh, TMZ.
Yes.
And TMZ is on which station?
Channel 11.
Fox.
TMZ is huge.
Fox.
Every time I look at it, it feels like they
it
have
is.
More casts talking.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Used to be a handful of guys, and now they have like all these like hipster-looking dudes speaking their thoughts.
They have all different types of dudes.
Of course, but do you think they just sit
dudettes.
Around, smoke a joint, and just start talking shit about celebrities?
I don't know if professionals on camera smoke joints before they do things.
Really?
Or maybe they do in their trailer, but all of them together? I don't know.
I think Eddie Murphy isn't high. He's high in every one of his movies.
You like TMZ, Ulo?
I do. I watch it religiously.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
No, it's an exaggeration.
Reality shows are everywhere now. Everything's a reality show. It's like everything is one form of a reality show now.
Well, the thing is, but it's not really a reality show. What is a reality show?
Here we go.
Filming what people do.
You right? always love to ask what is something as soon as the conversation well, comes up.
Because if you're talking question about
question
everything.
I really love these French fries. What is a French fry?
Yes, what is it? Do you know?
Yes.
Whatever the subject may be, if you're talking about something, wouldn't you want to know what it is you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, go on.
So what's wrong with asking the question is, what is that? What is a reality show? It's filming what we're doing right now. If there was a guy with a camera here, that immediately it's a reality show. But what happens is that it becomes a fake reality show because when the camera is present, nobody's really themselves. And especially if you watch, everything looks scripted. So it should move on from a reality show.
But don't you
show.
Think these people that have a camera on them 24 hours a day eventually will ease up in front of the camera and just mellow out and act themselves
they
after
do.
That much time?
And it's they not do. Scripted. It's that everything that they do is planned.
That's the same
The producers
thing.
Push
Not really.
Things.
I mean, the... People, they say whatever
it's
they want.
It's premeditated.
Yes.
Well.
For the most part.
I think they make it up as they go. Like, what would be most scandalous?
Do you premeditate your day before you interact with someone? Like, before it happens, do you run through it and, like, know what's
going
to happen?
Good question.
Because that's reality. And if it's a reality show, shouldn't it reflect
the inventor
reality?
Of all reality shows, though, is Howard Stern. The original person of anything reality show is Howard Stern.
Well, I agree.
Because he was the first one to actually, like... ask his assistant on the news, hey, what's on your mind? What are you doing? Just like we are. Regular conversation like we are. Before that, the news lady was like nothing but, today, 55 degrees outside, there's an accident on the 304 exit.
That's exactly
you know what I mean?
Like.
And there was no characters on TV or radio. He brought that into the thing. Like all of a sudden, he was this sleazy guy who liked sex questions, and she's the voice of reason, and she has such a good radio voice, and... Everybody copied it, but no one wants to give Howard Stern credit for being the first reality person.
I think there has been credit yeah. given to him abundantly. There's movies made.
Abundant?
Like yes, in abundant. Like, what do you want really to happen? Like, you want him to announce it at every show?
No, well, he announces it.
We just want to tell you that Howard Stern, the creator of all radio programs.
No, no.
Let's hail him before we start the program.
Award. I mean, when was the last time you heard Howard Stern winning some Lifetime Achievement Award or something like that for creating this
What
thing?
Category would he be in and what award show would
media.
He be in?
Media. He claims he's the king
Oscars,
of all media.
Grammy.
Any of these. Okay, why doesn't the Oscars have something where how radio influenced television and movies or
that's
something and
great.
Howard Stern gets
a
big achievement?
That's
a
fantastic
achievement.
Idea. If that,
right.
If that category existed, he would win.
I think the problem is because he has this like sex kind of oriented show and... People on top are, you know,
the problem is that he's on cable.
They just like want to keep
I'd
it.
Watch him if I had
no,
cable.
No. Well, if you consider satellite
it's
cable.
Only for the rich.
You said he's on cable?
Yes, isn't he?
Well, he's on satellite.
Satellite, worse.
You can watch him on the internet if you like, and the internet is abundantly available.
But that's kind of on cable. Satellite, you have to pay for it. It's
exactly.
like a service you get if you pay for it. Not everyone
the
gets
internet?
It. Satellite.
No. I mean, you can also watch him on the internet.
I don't think you can listen to Howard on the internet. He's not on the internet.
I'm sure where there's a will, there's a way to
I think he
it.
Wanted like another $1 billion to be on the internet.
Well,
on top
him,
of the
for God's sake.
Yeah. You know what I was talking to my coworkers today?
No, do tell me though.
He just came back from England, and he's saying everybody on the streets, just like all of Europe, people talk about what we're talking. Like they actually discuss things. They have opinions. Like
they
he converses. They speak to each other.
Right.
First and foremost.
Instead of having their faces always lit by the phone that they're constantly reading.
Phone, computer, home, and behind the television, whatever.
Right.
But just meeting people during the 2-day, 3-day visit he was there. He was getting into, you know, thick political discussions. They're having Remembrance Day over there, which is our Veterans Day or
right.
Memorial Day, whatever. And over there, everyone knows exactly what to do. On that day, people know to go on the streets to remember this, exactly that, put a wreath down. There's like a whole process the country, the city has on their form of Veterans Day. Here, you ask anybody like, hey, do you know exactly what Veterans Day is about? Like, more than half the people, I'm sure, would have no idea what the hell is Veterans Day.
Well, I think part of that, as much as what you said is true, I think part of that is contributed from the fact that if you look physically at the size of America and the vast number of different cultures that have lived here, from like phobes to people who have like 300...
Explain a phobe. What's a phobe?
Fresh off the boat, which everyone was at one time, doesn't only apply to Armenians. Like, Italians were the original phobes. Actually, Columbus was the original phobe, if you really think about it. Fresh off the boat on a new land. He was the OG phobe, Columbus.
Fuck Columbus.
I mean, you want to.
In many ways. I don't know what... We celebrate Columbus Day and everyone knows what that is and what year that happened and everything.
Right, because... Anyway, so there's all kinds of people and it's a big land. England...
England.
It's an island and it's small. There's very few less people, closer packed together, unless you go into the countryside, much smaller than America. So obviously people are more interacting, more closer to each other.
So you're saying the reason we're not on the streets after six, after work, interacting with each other is because we're so widespread apart in the States here and we're not close-knit like England?
Well, that wasn't the original question, but even if that was so, LA, nobody walks. Go to New York, it's the same interaction. You can have amazing conversations with random people in New York. New York is a city. LA is like this big, vast space with like dots in between that represent like how, like, when's the last time you went walking?
Last night, actually.
I went for a walk. Well, me too.
Okay, fine. I did too, but most people. How many people did you
see?
No,
very few people go for walks. You're absolutely right.
How many people?
Anymore.
You have to drive.
What can we do here in the States, in locally? Let's start local.
It's
just to get people
crime.
Out. What need, even if we can't do it, what do you think needs to
decrease
happen
crime.
For people to be out in the streets after six, conversing, walking, not in front of their televisions?
Well, first of all, if you live in the suburbs, nobody does that. And if you live in the city centers, just
don't say nobody does that. I said, what needs to change for people to do that? For there not to
I'm
be this nobody.
I'm telling you right now, I'm in the process of telling you.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Move to urban areas where there's less need to drive, so you don't immediately go from like your apartment to your car and to your destination. There's actual interaction of people going outside. And if they go to places, create more spaces, like creative spaces, where people are going to want to come and interact, like art galleries or whatever. Not just bars to get drunk, but lots of different social interaction places.
We don't have enough galleries and opening nights and things like that, you're saying? And
no, we do, but it's just people don't live around there.
Right. No, you're right. Because every time I go to some art show, I have to drive.
Right.
And
sometimes
I think
you're
about,
like, oh, I don't feel like going because I have to drive, parking, and the scenario
I
plays
think
in your
about
head,
parking.
And you're like, fuck it. So, therefore, if we, like, in New York, people live where it's a city. You really live in the city.
Right. And, well, you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the public transportation. In New York, everybody takes the subway or the bus, right?
Right.
That requires you to come together with
Correct.
Other people.
Uh-huh. It's a forced lifestyle. Like if you
forced lifestyle, right.
Right.
But force is kind of negative. It's like a good force, you know, like beneficial forced.
Not forced in the sense where someone's superposing something on them, but if you live in the situation, if you live in a vertical room, you have to stand up, you can't lay down. It's just like the obvious thing to do.
Okay.
So, get it?
And the fact that we all drive isolated in cars creates that forced kind of lifestyle where we stay isolated? Is it the public transportation that's keeping
well,
us from
no,
being social?
Thing, but I don't
it's the size of the city. The population in New York is like twice the population in California.
In a much smaller land.
And a much smaller
But isn't
area.
Japan a big city?
Right.
And they have public transportation and people are very friendly. They immediately engage in heavy
exactly.
conversations that are interesting.
Public transportation?
Maybe public transportation is... It's our lazy... Public transportation that's keeping people lazy.
Well, it's not that, but it's many things.
Because it takes effort to go to the subway. You have to walk. You have to run downstairs. You have to.
There's not one near my house. I can't walk. Uh-huh. I have to drive there, leave my car there, then go. That defeats the purpose.
I know.
I have to drive to the metro. I might as well drive to
Glendale. Glendale is not the best for that, right?
Not just Glendale, anywhere.
Well, I live...
Downtown. Okay.
I have to go for a long walk where I live now in Los Angeles, Los Feliz area.
It's like near Melrose, right? Santa Monica.
What?
Or the metro.
Yeah. No, this one. No, what? Moving on.
Immediately. As you can tell, since this is our first show, we love doing interesting kind of segues. But maybe we should, like, introduce... I don't know. What do you guys think we should introduce? A joke?
You have a
noise?
Joke?
How about, like, an accent?
Well, hold on. Did you say random noise?
Yeah.
Give me a random noise right now. That sounds like a background vocal to a song. Oh, whoop. We can go to.
That's amazing. You sound like a guitar.
What show is that from?
You practiced that.
What show is that from?
Something from the 80s on VH1.
Saved by the Bell, you're right.
Yes!
I don't know about VH1 though.
I love Saved by the Bell. Did you watch that?
Hell yeah.
Saved by the Bell was the best.
It was. It's
Pat, do you have some Saved by the Bell music?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, dude.
Hey, can you look for the Saved by the
Just
Bell?
Just him on Jimmy Kimmel. He came back as Zach Morris.
He did?
Yeah, he did. Full outfit. He looks the same. He didn't age like one bit.
Oh, wow.
What's his name?
He busted out
Mark
his little
Morris?
Cellular.
No,
big ass cellular.
Mark Paul Gosselaar. He appeared on Jimmy Kimmel dressed as Zach Morris?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, he played the whole character.
That is smart. You know why that is smart? What else has Mark Paul Gaultier done other than Zach that you remember him from?
He did some serious show.
He's typecasted as Zach.
Yeah.
So he should squeeze Zach until he's a grandpa.
I can't take him seriously when I watch him in anything.
He's not no Mario Lopez.
Right.
But what are you going to do?
And how cool was it seeing him as Zach on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, it was entertaining.
What did he do? Did he do much? Did he say much?
He was just in full character. Just pretend like Zach from Saved by the Bell was on Jimmy. Yes, he busted that out too.
Fucking genius. He had the cell phone?
Yes.
Remember the big cell phone was like a brick? Two bricks.
Turn this up. Is that as loud as that YouTube video gets? As you can tell, this is a high budget show, $10 million. The perfection is in the little imperfections.
Correct.
That's why when
I go to class to draw, figure drawing, if anybody's not figure drawing, you know that like the really big, fat, old, wrinkly people are far more interesting to draw than the beautiful,
tight skin models.
I took a life drawing class once.
Didn't you feel that? Yes. They were more interesting to draw? Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Imperfections.
Is it because when you...
And they tend to... Most of the models that we did have were very ferocious looking.
Ferocious.
Yeah. Well, think about what kind of
people... We just had
people,
like one good looking model.
What kind of people take like whatever pay it is to pose nude every day? Would you do that?
I personally would not. But again, it depends. The economy is really bad and I'm not making any money. Well, I think homeless people should do that.
Yeah, but then they'll be like all dirty.
Well, maybe that'll be the theme.
See if you can show a dirty naked body when you sketch it.
Well, I think it'd be... speaking of homeless people, I'm really glad you said that because it brought up this thing that I was thinking about where set up charities to help the homeless, to help the poor, to help whatever, whoever we need to help that is in less... in a worse condition than we are financially speaking. And why do you think that by giving a homeless person some food or money at the moment you're going to help them? That's... All that's doing is keeping them alive another day to be more miserable. Instead of inspire them, change their mind, do something where these people are going to like become successful parts of society and they are completely capable of it. So I think that's a better thing than to charity.
Amen.
A lot of countries do that to prisoners, actually, to rehabilitate them. They make them feel like real citizens by giving them jobs and putting them in place.
I think Norway
in society rather than locking them in rooms that are overcrowded and making money per prisoner like the system does now.
Well, the system is actually benefiting a lot of people, so it's not going to be put out of place until the people who benefit from it are kind of shifted to higher consciousness people. Because right now, basically, a lot of things are run by very low consciousness people. You can't judge them because they're hardcore in their programming of greed and whatever it is.
Specifically, what are you talking about?
I forgot.
No, but you remind me of something. Like when Bush was in place in government, he assigned idiots in charge of every major organization, meaning FEMA, the emergency organization, had an idiot in charge who was Bush's buddy.
Right.
This thing about healthcare had an idiot. That thing about health, education, science had an idiot.
Well,
so,
don't you know that thing like you are who your friends are? If you're associating... But first of all, you can't even really like talk about this as if it was a serious issue because he made no decisions. He was just this guy who was just riding on this daddy... coattails.
Right.
He did not do one thing or make a decision. He is incapable of that. But you cannot judge him because he's an imbecile.
He is an imbecile.
So he didn't actually do or not do anything. He was just on vacation most of the time. So what really happened is a more background, bigger workings of things that we have mostly no idea about.
Well, the problem was people thought that because of these idiots in charge, this is how things are. Okay? But as soon as a new administration is in place... He might pick the right people to do the right things for these organizations, correct? But the problem is whenever new ideas are presented to people, they look at how things were when an idiot was in charge and he put idiots in front of everything. So there's this like not wanting to accept a utopian outcome. If we want it, it will become real. If we believe in it, it will become real because we will help it get there.
Exactly. And I think the way to do that is to do it to yourself. And I know that I've been saying this line, and oddly enough, I've been hearing it everywhere lately. People I talk to or things I listen to, TV, radio, whatever. I don't watch TV. Okay, so the internet. And internet YouTube videos are awesome. And the one thing that I've been constantly hearing is the Gandhi saying that be the change you want to see in the world.
Right.
People have said it completely without any meaning or understanding what it really means so much that it's almost become cliche. Like a concept.
Yeah.
An interesting topic of conversation.
Yeah, as soon as you say it, you are like that kind of person or something.
You're like, oh, the free loving kind. Don't you see the reality? Don't you see? It's like it has become somehow a bad thing to think that anything is possible and see life in a good way. You are shunned when you think good things.
Right.
Because it's been so conditioned that it's never going to change. It's going to be like this. But the thing is, the power is with the people. The people do it. If the government is like this, it's because the people want that.
Right.
And if you change yourself and each person only pays attention to changing themselves and really doing it, that's the best contribution you can make to human society and just like humanity in general.
Being happy knowing it's going to happen. Being confident knowing
no,
that
knowing
it will
it's
happen.
It's happening now. Because there's no such thing as time. Gonna, what does that mean?
Your change of thought is making it happen.
Exactly, but believing that this is happening now.
I'm going to give you one specific example, like very important current subject, healthcare, right?
Correct.
Whenever people give a reason why the public option shouldn't be, they immediately say, oh, do you want government to run healthcare? Look how they ran FEMA. Oh, do you want government to run healthcare? Look how they did this. But that, my point is, it's because we had an idiot in charge who put an idiot ahead of FEMA. So why can't we just carry on this, that Obama will do us good with this new hope for our government, new hope for life, you know, like...
Yes,
I'm tired of that
so
negative thinking. I am tired
it.
Of that negative thinking. My own friends are using these examples, and whenever I give them the counterpoint,
right.
They see me as that kind that you were talking about, as like this utopian, dreamy, bombastic like approaches to
so
everything,
why does
hippie.
Why does that bother you that they see you that way?
Because they're not with me. I want everyone to be with me, because I'm not saying anything that's really that extreme.
I agree with you because I encounter that myself often, but I've learned to not dispense information when it's not solicited, because a lot of times they may hear your words, but they're not understanding what you're talking about. And that's fine, because that's at the place they are at now.
Conditioning.
So what happens is that all you can do is continue being that way without being bothered
affected
by that.
By that.
And just be that consistently until becomes what is that?
Gospel.
Contagious. That energy, that the way you are becomes contagious, and people want to be that way without you saying anything, just being how you are. When you're bothered by them, you're reacting to, you know, I mean, no, why don't they understand me? Do you understand yourself? Because if you did, you wouldn't be bothered by it. So
right.
Try to reach that level.
It's so hard.
Well, if it was easy, we would be there. It's hard because you're pulling back to your previous preconditioning, but if you really just do it every day, like that's your new state.
So you shouldn't
like
worry if you
time.
Have people on your team just yet. Just keep...
People will... Listen, it's not going to take any effort to do this. When you are being that, which is amazing, like, for example, people love shiny things. You see shiny thing, especially in dark space and those pretty colors, you're going to want to go towards it. It's just normal. Does everybody in here like shiny things?
Yeah,
shiny thing. I don't know
fair
what you're
amount.
Talking about.
Well, what I'm saying is when you live this way, you become this big shiny thing, and people are like, "Ooh, I want to be around that. I want to see how to become that. You know, that looks amazing."
Mm-hmm.
So just by being that, you can influence people without actually
it's contagious.
Doing anything.
It's true.
Right?
What do you think of total different subject? What do you think of pirating music and movies and this whole thing where people get things for free, but the industry complains like that's a wrong thing that we're
because
doing?
The industry's not making money on it. While
not making money
but
on
the
it.
The artist is. It's the people that are the record labels and so on. Think of all the artists, you know, that give away free music.
Right.
Because they do.
Right.
So the ones that are complaining are the people who are not making money as much as they used to. Not the artist. The people behind the artist.
But the thing is, like, when I'm at a workplace sometimes and we deal with trailers and motion picture related work, the people there... are kind of like really against if I ever bring up pirating a movie. Like, oh man, you shouldn't be doing that, you know. But I figure the movies that I pirate are the ones that I don't plan on going to the theater. Mm-hmm. So by having this ability to get it for free, I talk about it anyway. And that's free publicity, free advertising for the movie company.
Right.
Same with, say, Howard Stern.
Right.
Let's say I download his show every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I talk about him endlessly. Like people, I refer to him and I refer to him as, refer to shows, specific things going on in the shows a few times a month to a few people, Howard Stern, Howard Stern, Howard Stern. Whereas if I would have paid for Sirius Satellite Radio, there might have been some subconscious resentment that I'm paying for it. This is just my thing. I might not talk about it as much, maybe. I feel like getting something for free, you kind of have this want, this need to do something because you got it for free. Right. There's that hidden thing that record labels haven't caught up to or don't understand, that there's power in this giving away for free.
Of course there is. I think that magazine Wired, they did this issue a long time ago, and I don't remember exactly what the cover was because it was interesting, but it was called The Power of Giving Things Away for Free,
right,
or something like that. And it covered all the incredibly wealthy and major companies right now that started by giving things away for free. Well, I think one of them
like
is Google,
what?
Or
right.
Google, free services of any kind, because we take it for granted, but it wasn't free before. You had to have AOL to pay for it, to have email. Email was a paid thing. When you start giving it away for free, you revolutionize and other people want to follow, but how do you make your money? Advertising.
True.
For that, for example, that was the situation. There were a few other industries as well.
I think the free idea is good. So there are some bad things about it, because people that used to make money in the past, like software and stuff like that, mm-hmm. they are now forced to sell it for only a buck or free, whereas before they were making 10, 20 bucks. So that might discourage some people from writing software. Who knows?
Well, you know.
Or discourage people from making music, or discourage people from making movies. I don't know. But look at movies like Paranormal Activity.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either, but it costs like something like ridiculously low to make, around $10,000. And it's already made millions. It was number two 1 week. It was number one another week. Twitter talk, this, that. That's almost like starting free and making a buzz, because there's no funding. There's no nothing big, no label behind it. These are unknown actors or whatever, you know? I don't know.
Speaking of unknown actors, I'm actually hoping that they do this thing where all the actors that are currently popular will somehow like be phased out.
What
like,
thing? What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying it would be awesome. There was a system in the film industry where all the current actors that are popular would get phased out after a certain number of years of being in the industry. Because when I watch a freaking Tom Cruise movie, I can't take him seriously. I know too much about his life. This whole celebrity thing, or crazy about celebrities, yeah, they are. I don't really, I can't watch their movies because I'm like thinking about their shot on the OK cover of their JJ coming out of the car or something. Whatever, you know.
But they example. Do. They but do get phased out. There's new artists coming out every year.
Every year?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying,
speaking of artists,
that after you've been in the industry for a while, you cannot be in movies anymore because I can't take
at
it
all.
Seriously. Like,
System
at
of
all.
A Down just got together. System of a Down just got together recently at the Roxy.
They did.
Did you know that?
No.
Pat.
Yeah, but they didn't get it together as a band.
They didn't get together. No, no, no. Yeah,
they were
Serge,
just all there separately?
The lead singer was not there. Every other member, the three other members, bassist, guitarist, and drummer,
so they
were there.
Performing
System songs at the Roxy.
That
just
was
recently.
On Halloween, wasn't it?
On Halloween.
Yes.
But who was singing?
Freaking amazing. Darren was singing.
Yeah, and you got in for free if you were
the guitarist.
Wearing a costume.
If you
That's
wore a costume,
awesome.
You got in for free. Imagine that. Dude, I would
nice.
Have been there.
I mentioned that to you
That's
guys.
That's along the line of like the Beatles playing yeah. on the rooftop kind of a thing for free, you remember?
Kind of,
and
but
then it
they're not Beatles
you
level.
No, I'm not
but
comparing them.
How amazing was that? That was when the Beatles decided that they were not going to do live shows anymore, because their live shows were starting to become jokes. They couldn't hear themselves, and the whole thing sounded like this. And so they ended up on their record label rooftop because they love fucking music. They love performing live, just not in front of 16, 14-year-old crazy girls.
Right.
And they did an amazing show.
Yeah, I wish I was there. But the way I can imagine it most closely is I'm imagining like I'm walking out of my house. Let's say, okay, my house is in Glendale, so I can't really do that there. I need more taller buildings. Let's say I'm in Hollywood going to buy shoes.
Okay.
All of a sudden I see a huge crowd and I look up and I see Roger Waters is standing there like giving a concert at the top of some building. That would be pretty amazing.
Fucking amazing.
Yes.
I saw Roger Waters.
Me too.
Two Pink Floyd shows.
Incredible.
Amazing. The laser light shows at a Pink Floyd concert is a show in itself. Gilmore did a show by himself at Kodak. He had this head level green laser coming from stage, and it was on top of everyone's heads, like 2 inches right above your head, like the solid light. Imagine like the sheet of light coming in front. Everyone was just reaching up with smoke
like
in it.
Those are awesome.
Oh my god,
I feel like you're in water or something.
It's like a room. It was like a Tron room within a room.
Actually, that was my first concert that I can never forget, was Roger Waters. I was like 20. And I had never smoked weed. I hadn't done anything. I hadn't gotten drunk except once.
It was just Roger Waters?
Yes,
not
it was
Pink
Roger
Floyd.
Waters. Mm-hmm. Just him. And he did like his pros and cons along with many Pink Floyd things. And I'm sitting there and all of a sudden all I see is like everyone's passing around joints. And I had never smoked weed in my life. And it was like paradise. Roger Waters and weed and awesome songs. It was amazing. I think I'm... I always wondered, because certain kind of people really understand Pink Floyd, and others know, oh, I know them well. I've heard
right,
them well.
Right, right.
But I really want to know, what is it that, like, really makes us attracted to Pink Floyd, that much? They do something that's magical.
You're right. When people hear Pink Floyd for the first time, and they're like, oh, no, I didn't get it, I get surprised. Because this is such simple music with enough space for anybody to enjoy it. People from any genre could enjoy Pink Floyd. Classical, rock, you know, it's just...
It's his voice.
It's the combination.
It's the space
lyrics,
within
the
music. It's they don't enunciate every like beat.
No, I feel like they could really, what they do really well is they used to do a lot of LSD, acid, a lot. That's why Sid Barrett kind of went off on that end. But mainly, I feel like they were really successful in translating their trips into music. And
right,
lyrics.
Right.
Like when I watch The Wall, I feel like that's like Roger Waters' acid trip when he first took acid.
Fucking amazing. Yeah. There will always be new fans of Pink Floyd and Beatles. There will always be new fans of that. Children like listen to what their parents listen to, and that's it. We're going to take a break and come back, do a couple of things, get our thoughts together. We'll be back after this tune. We're back, girls.
Hello.
Hola.
That was also great.
Yes, it was. I got to release some tension.
Yes.
I saw you guys doing some yoga moves.
Rejuvenated, yes.
Yes. Yoga is amazing. And for all people who usually associate yoga with downward dog and holding a position for a long time.
Which was what I was doing.
Exactly, because that's
And she just told me don't.
I didn't say don't, that's good too. But there's another yoga that totally, like, you work out and, like, you had fun and you get high afterwards, higher than any drug.
Kundalini?
Kundalini.
Yes, it feels really good. But, you know, there's very different kinds and you can do all different kinds. So
yeah.
That one is one I like. And it's so good.
Baby, baby, baby.
Are we testing out something?
I was just testing my levels real quick. Yeah, those should all go up.
So, Erica.
So.
Yes, Yeva.
What kind of yoga have you done?
Oh, just meditative yoga.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I didn't know the proper name for it. It was at school.
Okay.
It was just very calm and breathing. It was just a lot of breathing.
You were at school and your college offered yoga?
Well, I was taking Pilates.
Oh, I see.
Yes. And then
very nice. Very
I had
fancy.
To make up a class because I didn't show up one day. And
well, come I to did one yoga. Class with me and you tell me what you think.
I
you
will.
Like it, you don't have to
it sounds interesting.
What do you guys think
I'll
we
give
should
it another
name
try.
This show? What would be a good name for this show?
That's a good idea. Well, what are most of our topics going to be? Just whatever.
We've been talking about Pink Floyd to George Bush to swastika. Fucking... We've been making sounds. Ulo, make a random sound.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. I know how to do a running horse. No, that's a walking horse.
That's a...
No, that just sounds like you're doing...
No, it's on cobblestones.
With your lips.
Imagine a bunch of cobblestones in Europe and those old movies, those period pieces.
I like doing Arnold Schwarzenegger accent.
That was bad. You know what? We should call this show the Get Rich or Die Trying.
Welcome to Get Rich or Die Trying with Ulo, Yeva, Alex.
Hello.
Oh,
the show where we try to get rich or die trying.
No, hold. You say try to get rich, the girls say die trying.
This is the show where we try to get rich
or die trying.
Oh, shit. I heard a little Ebonics in there.
Speaking of Ebonics.
Or die trying. This is the show where we talk about
everything.
Yo.
I was raising the hood.
Yo, welcome to Get Rich or Die Trying. This is the show where we talk about, you know, getting rich or fuck it, we die trying. What? Man, you've been smoking so much Indo. Hey, the funniest is when the Armenian weed shop owners communicate with you, weed talk.
How's the weed talk? Please do.
They'll be like, Aperin chesuzum kush, kush esuzum. Esi kusha, esi regza.
But when you say Armenian guys, you mean the ones that wear Adidas with the tops and the wife beater, and they have a tarash.
They wear all black with tarash, lots of tarash. Tarash means beard. And they go, inchesuzum aper kronik esuzum te kush.
Do they wear fancy shoes that have a little...
Always shiny. You could see yourself in the shoes.
Not in their sweatsuits.
Hey, speaking of Ebonics, though, I don't think any white person, no matter who you are, should use the N-word. I don't think anyone has the right to use the N-word. I don't even think some black people have the right to use the N-word.
Why some? Why not all?
Exactly all.
Well, I think it's not really the word, but the concept that it represents. What if you change the meaning and the way it's used?
No. See, that's what they did.
You can't abolish a word from the dictionary.
Listen, that's what they did. They took the ER ending, turned it into a IGA ending.
N-I-G-G-A.
Right?
That one.
And thought that that's cool. That's more of an endearment term. But even the old school black dudes do not want anybody using that word. And I agree with them. I think because they went through slavery and they had that time in their past, there should be that kind of respect where we... move on from that word. It was a negative word. There's no reason we should turn it into, you know, we should just leave it.
Well, the thing is, I completely agree with you. And I think that if something is going to be around as long as people keep it around. So if the people themselves don't understand that, and mainly who uses that word, black people themselves, the youth, of course.
No, a lot of people use that word.
The thing is, a lot of white people use it.
They're cool. Or
yeah.
The thing I don't understand is some people who like listen to hip hop for a while or grow a beard or some Puerto Rican dudes use it because they feel like they can because they're close to I don't understand that part.
It sounds bad too though. It's not nice. It's not nice.
Well,
it's
also not. The intention within which it's used is not a nice intention. So the intention is going to come out through this word. The word itself is
ugly.
The word is not ugly. The meaning that's attached to it is. The word itself does not have any meaning or. It's not
well, it does have meaning. It was referred to them.
that's the people, that's how the people use
it. Yeah, they, yeah.
So what I'm saying is if you change the people and they understand, then they'll stop using it. You can't blame the word, you blame the people for using it. It's like the gun, it's a gun, it's a bad thing.
No, no. Absolutely, no, I agree with you, yeah, yeah. No one's blaming the word here, I don't think.
The word, leave it alone.
It Let's leave it alone.
And evolve into another
Speaking word. Of the word and how bad rap music has gotten, has Pat, it? Can you cue up that song? This is terrible.
Motherfucker. What's up, nigga? Gangsta rap, nigga. Nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 100% nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 200% nigga. Nigga, nigga, nigga,
I'm 200% in case you didn't get it.
Why do police hate niggas?
From Africa?
Nigga, 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 nigga,
nigga. That would be 100%. What's 200%?
Nigga, 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 nigga.
Oh my god, you're terrible. We just finished talking about
nigga, 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 nigga. Cause I'm a motherfucking
no.
nigga.
Human evolution.
Nigga, 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 nigga. Why you drink so much beer?
Nigga, artist nigga, name? Nigga, 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 nigga. Can we get an artist name?
You know
I love it.
You know what the pro- gangster rap.
Gangster rap.
Gangster rap. Rap is the artist name. The song
That's
is.
That's his name. He named gangster rap.
Iga, Iga, Iga.
It's like having a bad
phone. Very creepy.
It's like everything about music? It is bad. Everything about it is bad.
Wow.
Listen, the that thing about really this song good. Is like the beat. Most songs sound like this now that are
like
on the
3-6
radio.
Mafia, for example.
Right.
Have you heard their music? It's kind of really ridiculous, like this.
Right.
It's very silly.
So they can't.
They want what they want, a Grammy.
Right.
They want a Grammy.
That was
for
the movie,
songs.
Though.
Yeah.
That fit
you
the
know,
movie
it's
really
hard
well.
Out here for what
movie was it in?
What was that
fucking
movie?
Fucking Hustle and Flow.
Yeah.
Fucking, really?
My favorite is the use of the word fucking when it's not necessary. Like, for example.
But a lot of stone people say that.
Fucking.
They can't remember it. When they have to sound cool in the meantime.
If you want to stretch your thought to like, hold on, I'm thinking. Fucking.
It's like a Boska High fucking.
What? Why did Boska High come into this?
Because of the stretching of the words.
How did you bring Boska High into this? No, what I'm saying is, last week I was at my grandma's house, and she baked the best fucking pie.
Oh, it's good to have a grandma.
I love unusual uses of the word fucking.
Well, you could use it around your parents. Imagine if you could use it around your parents, but saying it in such a stretch that they don't really get what it is, but you get to use it. Like,
how so?
I love
so badly need to use that word.
I love the cultures that when they speak, their words sound like music almost.
That's called the Parska
guys. Parska guys do that? Persian Armenians? And Indians? Give me an Indian example.
Oh no, we're going back to the Indian.
We're
going to
do this, we're going to do this. Right?
This accent haunts me.
Listen, why are you making fun of me?
What are you saying? I'm not making fun of you. You are
no, I'm talking about like, I used to work, well, she spoke English, but everything she said sounded like music, sounded like a song.
Hello.
No, she was.
Was she a very soft-spoken person?
She was. She was.
Yeah, I have
I'm
a friend like that.
Bagels for Laura. No onions, please.
Not quite like that.
No.
The fax
no, she wasn't. She wasn't a Broadway performer. She was this tiny framed Asian producer at this little web company. Every time she walked in, she'd be like, "Hey, how you doing?" I'd be like, her name was Anna. I'd be like, "Fine, Anna, how are you?" "Okay."
"How are you?"
And then she wants to check up on my work, you know? So she's like, "How's it going?" "It's going good. I'm almost done with this stuff. You know, I'll let you know as soon as it's done." "Okay."
That must have been amazing every day.
It was pretty funny because after she left, I started cracking up. Can you imagine if I was like playing along with her and speaking like her? I'd be like, she'd be like, "How you doing? I'm fine. How are you? Okay. Let's do lunch."
Sound like the Munchkins.
Munchkins sound nothing like that.
Yeah.
They don't?
Mm-mm.
Which Munchkins are you thinking of?
Do show us a Munchkin,
I'm
please,
I'm thinking
Alex.
Of Oz Munchkins. I can't do
like,
that.
How do they go?
I don't know. I can't do that.
You just did.
I can't. No, that was Anna.
Oh, thank you for the light.
We need light. It was getting too dark. It gets too freaking dark too damn early now.
No, you just wake up too late.
I thought you were going to ask me, what is dark? What is early?
Well, if you really want, you can go there. But right now I'm asking it. I've noticed it because I do it too, bless you. Is that if the sun rises earlier, so you wake up later, and therefore you miss out on all this daytime because you've been sleeping. You just need to adjust.
Wake up early,
yes. In other words? Like 6 a.m. It feels 6:30. So much better.
And yeah.
It feels
amazing. If you feel like you've
You're just a happier person.
Uh-huh. And you feel like you've had like 5 days in one.
Yeah.
What is this 2012 craziness? Some people are actually believing it, but there's so much evidence that nothing is going to happen
like
on 2012. Like
Y2K?
Exactly
when
like
When I was a
Y2K.
Kid, I was shivering in my pants about Y2K. Why are they what? Doing this to
Hold me? Hold on. As a kid, what did you think was going to happen to you?
I didn't. It was just, you know, when you're a kid, you like to
but
excite
the thing is
things
that
a little.
You have to understand what it is first before you can be afraid of it or judge
Listen,
it.
I've done research on this thing. I've read the Mayan scripture or whatever. Mm-hmm. They had their own versions understand? Of everything. Doesn't matter what the Mayans say, even though they were great with astronomy and uh-huh. astrology and all right. that stuff.
Which is mostly what
scientists
is about.
Today are saying that it's bullshit, that nothing is going to happen on that day.
Well, what did you think bullshit. Was going to happen? Like catastrophes and fires?
The poles were going to shift, but which is going to cause the magnetic...
How do you think you would see that happening?
Well, you would feel it.
Right.
Your consciousness would do a shift.
So then
it would either be your... According to writings that I've read, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's just... Categorize that as under whatever.
Right.
They say that you will either be enlightened, you will embrace it and it will change you, you will grow with it and evolve with it, mm-hmm. and it'll be like a, you know, awakening moment.
Right.
Or it will drive you mad and you will lose it and be useless,
okay.
rendered.
So then my question is that since this day hasn't come and those events haven't taken place, how are you already having an opinion about it?
Damn. So you're saying grow with it. Do not speculate on what's going to happen. See what it will do to you. Do not... Because you're right. Because if this fucking earth splits in two, what the hell is me worrying about it now going to do anything?
Exactly. Regardless
Well, it's
of
not
that.
The matter of worrying about it. It's talking about it, thinking about it, having opinions towards
no,
it.
What I'm saying
I feel
is
the consciousness part of it is important.
Yeah. What I'm saying, awareness of something is amazing. Be aware of what it is. But how can you, without this event having taken place, immediately have a decision about how you exactly feel about it? Like, no, it's bullshit, or yes, it's going to happen. How can you go to, when it hasn't
Well, you
occurred,
don't. You don't know for sure.
Exactly.
You just do, for the time being.
You just do for the time being what?
No, but...
Have your opinions towards which either way.
Opinions aside, I've actually heard of people in Arizona, elsewhere, whatever, buying land, preparing for this fucking day, because they are so sure that the shit's going to hit the fan. So they should have their little RV in the middle of their territory that they just bought. And they're going to sit on top with shotguns in their hands. I don't know what the fuck they're
going
to do.
Well, in all honesty, I really believe that it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter, like, physically. On the
it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter physically. Next,
no,
lyric.
If you really, really, really understand that what death really is.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
oh my god, here we go.
No,
what is
no.
death?
No, I'm saying if you really understand what is death, like it's kind of inevitable. It's gonna happen.
Can you tell us in one sentence? Can you tell us in one sentence what is death?
It's like taking off a tight shoe.
Holy shit. And
it's
that shoe is your body.
Body.
Right.
Fuck, you just. Who's Wachbert? Who's Wach?
Armenchik?
I heard at the end of or midway through Armenchik concerts, he actually like gets emotional.
Oh Lord.
Who's Wachbert? Who's Wach?
What does that mean?
Who's Wach means I'm affected.
Who's
Wach?
You remember Linda Richman on SNL?
Huh?
Saturday Night Live, Linda Richman, Coffee Talk.
Coffee yes. Talk? No.
You don't remember? Like, the no. Jewish, she's the Jewish lady who
time?
Loves Barbara
before
Streisand.
My time. Excuse me?
Mike Myers. Who played Wayne from Wayne's World.
Yes.
He was the old Jewish lady who talked about coffee, dwarves, dogs, you know, no big whoop.
I'll give you a question.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
The peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. Discuss. And she'll be like, she loved Barbara Streisand. She'd be like, Barbara Streisand is like a stick of butter. She's like a tub of Lando Lakes with sweet cream. That's the computer fucking shit. Here we go. Here's some coffee
cool
talk.
Effect.
Willow, you haven't heard this? Listen.
Welcome to Coffee Talk. I'm your host, Linda Richman.
Wait, why did we bring her up?
First of all, I want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Robin.
Daughter.
Happy birthday, Bubba.
She's going to
Okay, now, this show used to be hosted by my friend, Paul Baldwin. But he developed Spilkes in his Connecticut song.
Oh, yeah. Because when she husvels, when she gets emotional, she goes, I'm a little verklempt.
Like she touches Kuzva. Her nipples.
She goes, yeah, I'm a little verklempt.
So, that's the back
anyway.
Of it all.
Isn't
Husveld?
That funny?
Husveld?
Husveld?
Husveld.
Is that Eric?
He's Husveld.
Husveld, but... Oh, I can't stop. Since you love concert, Husveld does it.
Oh, my God. By the way, I was speaking to my mother, and she said she's going to the Arthur Meshchan concert, and I said, I want to come too. She goes, buy your own tickets.
Damn! Your mom's cooler than you.
Shut up. Never another guest. She goes, that's what you get for waiting so long. Buy your own tickets.
I'm definitely going to the Arthur Meshchan. Hey, give us, I think you can How give a better summary for? Than I can of who Arthur Meshchan was.
Arthur Meshchan is... Because he's still alive.
He's still alive. I'm conference. So sorry, Arthur Meshchan.
Arthur Canerasape.
I don't know why I said was. Who is Arthur Meshchan? Give us a two-sentence summary and why he's important to the Armenian community. Hoknat?
My ears are sweating.
Go ahead.
Well, I think you would do better at this than I.
Anyway, he's a famous Armenian singer. From which era? From what years?
From the current era. He is still singing now. Basically, he's this incredible poet who has this incredible voice, and he communicates the soul and very essence and fiber of, like, Armenianness, minus the like the Rabi's factor and, like, the real true soul human being communicating.
I'm sorry, by voice. Era I meant, what was the height, the year that was the height of Arthur Meshchan?
I think it still is.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I mean? Like, what, you know, when was
the
he, or did he, like,
I don't know, 10 slowly. Years ago, but I think he came around.
He's very poetic, music is good, it's poppy, lyrics are amazing. It's all in Armenian.
Emotional. And his voice is like, you know what's
And funny? He has an amazing voice.
Wouldn't you say his voice is like the cousin of Freddie Mercury?
Deeper grandfather of like Freddie Mercury.
Okay, grandfather.
Father.
Like, there's a relation.
Father
there.
Of Freddie Mercury.
Do you see the relation or is it just slightly.
I don't.
Interesting, especially when he goes into high pitches.
Who would he compare to?
Just like that.
Other than Freddie Mercury, there's someone he would I want to say Leonard Cohen, but no.
I have to say I'm not a big fan because I haven't heard a lot of him.
Pat, play something good.
Leonard Cohen?
We should listen to some good music and then just end the show. I think it's time to, that's the computer sound. We'll take that sound out.
It's okay. It's actually the aliens trying to take over our radio show right now, the 2012 aliens.
Hello. We come from 2012 and we bring you this futuristic song.
Oh, I love this song. It's in Pulp Fiction.
This is Leonard.
She's doing her shot at Berwyn.
This is Leonard Meshchan.
I want to watch that movie again.
Anyway, this was a great freaking show, I think. I think it's a great first show for having never done
it. It's fantastic.
It's pretty fantastic.
It's good. It's good.
Hey, we're going to be doing this every week. Are you guys down?
I'm
down.
Totally down.
And is it called Get Rich or Die Trying?
I don't know. Until the next show, let's figure it out.
Hey, yo, thank you for listening to our first episode of Get Rich or Die Trying.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that the official name?
No.
Name for this episode.
How about every episode we have a name
That's
for the
exactly
show?
What I was just going to say.
But then the overall show is maybe called The Nameless Show.
And
Untitled.
Welcome to Untitled with Alex Yeva and Ulo. Ulo on the ones and twos.
Well, guys, it was such a pleasure. Thanks for listening on what we do normally, except this time we recorded it.
Which is yap.
And drink and smoke.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, and one sleep. Day we're going to... I feel like we're
We're not going to sleep on the show, and hopefully you won't be sleeping. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Ta-ta for now.